Yeah. Rose City. I've been coming here since I was a young man, believe it or not. That was a long time ago. Had a couple of daughters graduate this year. One graduated from college out there in Denver, Colorado. Yeah, that's she just amazed us with her she's just amazing young woman. And then we had a senior, my youngest daughter, Georgia Ray. Seemed like yesterday she was just a baby, and she graduated, turned 18, and graduated from high school. And I don't know, she's amazing too. So yeah. And I think to myself, you know, I'm going to play this song for you from an album I made in 95. And I think, well, that's not so long ago, 11 years ago. But then I think in terms of my kids, I got a 28-year-old son. And I think, well, let's see, 11 years ago, he was 17. Well, I don't hardly remember when he was 17. And the 22-year-old Lily was 11. It's like, wait a minute. And Georgia was 7. That's when you know... You start thinking how old your kids were when you did things. That's when you feel old, ladies and gentlemen. This is called Cry Love. Cry Love.
Oh,
If this is a lesson in love, well, what's it for? The heart won't remember burning fire. The next time you feel the flames of desire. Of a dove spilling all over your heart from above. North Mississippi All-Stars. On the bass guitar from Hernando, Mississippi, please make welcome Mr. Chris Chu. Back in the engine room, his partner in crime, also from Hernando, Mississippi, Mr. Cody Dickinson. Cody's brother, also from Hernando, Mississippi, on the guitar is Mr. Luther Dickinson. This is a master of disaster, ladies and gentlemen.
When blues. Oh, hand me down my walking shoes. You're in my heart, though we may be miles apart. There's my point. I see you in another joint when the master of disaster gets tangled.
Thanks so much. Bless your hearts. Thank you so much. Thank you. We'll play another song from a Master of Disaster little record or whatever you call them these days that I made with these fellas and their daddy Jim Dickinson, whom I've known for 25 or plus more years, 30 maybe, and we used to play together and carry on and we're not telling on each other so far. We got the goods though, but anyways this is another song we all recorded together, and this is about a fellow who's not going to go back to the past because he's so stupid. He doesn't know that he carries the past with him. I don't know who this fool is, but this is called Ain't Never Going Back. I came out of a fire mob. Notes burning and a letter scrawl. Never going back no more. A bad light bulb in a hot plate. Was there that I finally met my fate? But I ain't ever going back no more. She danced a room and she made it fine. I sang some song about a crooked line. So I ain't ever going back no more, baby. You see, she's my first love and she's my last. Don't tell me how it ever come to pass. I ain't ever going back no more. I ain't ever going back no more. Wouldn't even care to find that door. I ain't ever going back no more, baby. Don't care what the past has in store. I ain't ever going back no more. No, I ain't ever going back no more. A pint of gin and a long bus trip. Somebody said you just get over it. But I ain't ever going back no more. I see her face in every shitty bar. I have to play to pay for this guitar. So I ain't ever going back no more. Maybe if I could have told her something like that, things would have been different. When the dust settles in a darkened room, whiskey steals away the sense of doom. I ain't never going back no more. See, we made love and we made hate, but never could seem to get it straight. We ain't ever going back no more. She's branded in my soul and on my mind. I keep her running up and down this whole fence line, but I ain't ever going back no more. Because there's only one thing in my life. On a slide guitar. You know, we travel this great land every summer, and I'm just marveled at what a fantastically beautiful, wonderful country this is. Now, of course, there's suburbanization, of course, and every year there seems to be a little more of it. And I see multiple steakhouses and multiple things that are the same in every town. But there seems to be one type of a night spot that they seem unable to duplicate, and I'm glad for it, ladies and gentlemen. There's no McTiki bar. And there's a reason for that, I think. I think that tiki bars are as unique as the people that dare to open them. Thank God the tiki bar is open.
Thank God a tiki bar today, people. I ain't had one in a couple, 2 or 3 years. But if that tiki bar were to close tonight, well, I might just disappear. Thank God a tiki bar is open.
Thank you. You all doing all right? All right. Woo. Hey, we haven't played this one in about a week. I'm thinking 2 weeks. It's time to play it. This one's from Slow Turning, and I don't know, the hardest thing I've ever done in my life, I don't know about y'all, but the hardest thing I've ever done in my life is to ask somebody for help. It's like the guy asking for directions. I don't know what's up with that, but that's the kind of knucklehead I am. The hardest thing for me is to ask for help. Anyways, this is called Is Anybody There?
Consider me, baby. Even though
that question, y'all. I got lucky on June the 6th, 1986, and I ran into the love of my life. I don't know how the hell it happened, but it did. And we've been married for 20 years. And, I'm not trying to gloat, but it's a miracle is what it is. And the bigger miracle is that I haven't screwed it up. That's even a bigger miracle. But she's got a real fine love. That's the only thing I really know. That's the only thing I know for sure.
looks like you, he looks like her, and we all look like him. Well, maybe it's just a little thing, the way I feel tonight. A little joy, a little peace, and a whole lot of life. You got a real fine love. Baby, you got a real fine love. All I want was you. You got a real fine love, baby. You got a real fine love. Got a real fine love.
You know, believe it or not, from time to time, young songwriters come and ask me for advice. I know, it's unbelievable. And the only advice I can give them, ladies and gentlemen, the only thing I ever have to say to them is, drive south with the one you love. That's gonna be your best bet.
You're tuned to KBOO 90.7 FM here in Portland, Oregon. We're at the 19th annual Safeway Waterfront Blues Festival, and we just heard John Hiatt, and they were just completely amazing. John Hiatt and the North Mississippi All-Stars, and they're coming back. Here they go.
I can't even express, you know, a little 10-year-old kid used to pick up his older brother's tennis rackets and sort of, you know, a little fat kid used to stand in front of the mirror and imagine that he had a guitar on and was playing rock and roll. So thank you for letting me live the dream. Thank you so much. had a suit cut sharp as a razor, heart made out of solid gold. I had a guitar hanging just about waist high, and I'm gonna play this thing until the day I die. North Mississippi All-Stars. Woo! God bless y'all. Let's go to Memphis in the meantime. Thank you. good and greasy. And we gonna come on home. Put the gown on the train to a Cadillac.
You're tuned to KBOO, KBO 90.7 FM here in Portland, and you've been listening to John Hyatt and the North Mississippi All-Stars here at the 19th Annual Safeway Waterfront Blues Festival, the biggest fundraiser and foodraiser for the year for the Oregon Food Bank and one of the largest blues festivals in the country. Are they going to come back on? I think they're coming back on. No, we're going to wrap it up. Okay, well, we're going to wrap it up as John Hyatt plays in the background.
Well, I'm riding in my car. I got the radio down. And I'm yelling at the kids in the back, 'cause they're banging like a Charlie Watts. Mississippi All-Stars. Myself. We appreciate it. Thank you so much.
This is KBOO Portland, listener-powered, non-corporate community radio.